Okay, good. Let's start. Hey, Perik Hey, song second chiluk, Rosh Shechianu.
Yeah.
Bofi legane achoisi kala. Arisi moirim psomi, achalti yam difshi, shasisi enim palovi, ichle reim, shesuvi shechudayim. So, in the Perik before, there was a bakasha, yova doidi legane v'yoichal prima goda. So, there's a sense to prepare a gan. There's a gan waiting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come and become part of it, partake of it, however you want to call it. So he says, "Ich reishesu shichru." So bossi gani achoisi kala. Pirish shaheishav HaKadosh Baruch Hu bossi legani. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is replying and saying, "I already came to the gani." Bossi gani kashkasa v'chvoida shemolis hamishkan. So the musig of having kveira shemolis hamishkan, that's the mitzias of a bas legani. The arisi moiri in bismi uakteris sheshom hoya hamoir shebetero like sivala arba shem tsri vatzipur na chalmovel avaina. Shabbaturik siv nota for shchelas holdna samul vayna zaka mefurish. Behind it, three is nota of zipurin shchelas and holdna vayna. Av chazal hosifu ad yiralef. So the pasuk has only four. Chazal said they actually consist of yiralef and moir tzia v'chulu. On what basis? Umash hosifu mashkos b'tayra. And this is especially, you know, muchach because you're not allowed to. You know, there's no adding over here things that are just off the cuff. It's you know, very meductic, very meduyic, and you can't. Hainu mishum dechsiv b'samim l'samim l'mishul k'ris ha-samim. Hik sham efoshim ha-omak k'ris ha-samim. V'amayom ha-psamim. V'doch k'lefarish. V'nire, d'samim in ha-psamim, d'samim etzim ha-sam. Shezeo dova guf ha-mesukin. Al-psamim, so the mitzias of samim are the atzmias of something. Like you speak about samad chaya and samad musa, it's the core of it. The nature of a tavlin is something that affects a periphery. The nature of a sam is something that's going to the etzem. Ve'el arav mivash matirin samim v'leib samim l'chein k'siv b'samim l'shem and amishcha. So it's as if it's saying, and these besamim that are known, there should also be used as shemen mishcha. Which, as far as the psamim go, you add it shemen mishcha. It makes a lot of sense because the atzmius of something is different. In Shemen HaMishchas, the Shemen, in the Keteris, it's the Keteris HaSamim, but the Tavlin Shabbai, that varies. That's the same. So you can use the same psalm, just like you can use salt and pepper for potatoes and for chicken and for fish. Use it here also. That's why it's called teres hasamim, because the samim is the atzmius of it, not being makter, and the psamim is just, it's some sort of echetimtza. And that's a certain cheshbin of 280 has a certain significance to it. So this is much, much bigger than that. Okay. So the fact, the difference in the quantities, you also see that this is more important than the others. In the bottom he asks here that maybe it sounds like it's a second shot, but it's Hainu Hach. Another raya that something is a tuffle is the kamus shaboy, and you see the difference in the kamus shaboy. So we may learn, you know what this is. I'll kind of raise more claim. I hear actias up some shabbaturus kach omen moyer shu a racial call up some in in bismishusar psamim. Achalti yarim divshi pirush. Achalti yari shehu eitzim. Shehoisim in it sukkur. Vehuneged oile shekulakol Hashem. So there's the achalti yari means there was something that is totally. Totally miyuchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, just like you have sugar cane. So normally a tree, you have the tree with the peiros. The peiros are only a side part of the tree kilu. You have the gufa eitz and you have the peiros. The exception is the sugar canes, where the eitz and the sugar is one and the same. So chalti yarim divshi means I ate sugar canes. It's he learns that that's a pshat also what's called yaris hadvash. In other words, it's the that's what Rashi learns over here. Yesh dvash shugodl bekonim ki nishtem biyaris hadvash. And therefore, it's referring to some oila, where in every animal you have what goes to mizbeach is a chelak of it, chalavim, emurim. In the oila, it's kule kol. So that's called yaris advash because it's the same mechatimtz of something which is called kuloi eaten up and so on. I want to add just an interesting nekuda. This is something unusual because the difference between an eitz and a yerek is that in a yerek, the meichel is the gufa yerek, and in the eitz, it's only a chelek. An eitz stays from year to year. It itself is not a bar achila. The peiros that come from it, they're a bar achila. So it's almost ki'ilu the etzem mitzias of an eitz is that it's only an ikur with peiros. A yerek is eaten kol kuloi. That there is something that has in itself that it's totally consumed, that's a chiddush. So oila also stands unusual amongst the karbanis is that in every carbon there's a zrik and aktara, and everything else is given out to eaten. Kohanim, Klal Yisrael, both. In oila, it's unique that it's only, it's kol kuloi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im divshi hu shlomim shemakrivim achelov, shasisi yeini hu anesochim, im chalovi hamenoches, kichol dov ashomi nikra chalov, kemo chelov chitim, hu shemen hamenoches. So any type of fluid, which is ki'ilu heavy, and that's called the chelov. Chelov chitim is, in other words, anything which has itself something heavy or something like that. So over here he says, "Achalti yarim dishisiyenim chalavi." So chalavi is meloshen chalavim, meloshen something heavy and fat. Ichlu reim pirush arshe kriba zay ichlu reim akahanim sheochlu b'sar korban shesu v'shichu deidim him leviim shomeshir al yayin va'omet al levayim shnei dvarim shesu v'shichru. Okay, let's go slowly and let's first speak about the Kololi Sinyan. He's saying like this: the Klal Yisrael invites Akash Baruch Hu into Mishkan. Akash Baruch said, "Bosi al Gani." I've come in, it says Mishkan, and then immediately starts the Reach, or Isamari Achalti Yarim Divshi, says Yarim Chalavi, Ichleir Shesuva Shechudaydi. So, I mean, he's talking about Akash Baruch Hu coming and being Masha Shechina, and immediately we get a response about a party that's happening with the Achila, the Shtia, and the this and that. So, it says in Chazal, that it's Mekarevus and Sabrius, that eating together with somebody is a Maisa Chibur. That's one of the reasons why Chasen Kala in a Yichud room, there's a minhag that you should eat together. They just see them sitting together eating. The halacha is you're not allowed to eat together with an Am Haaretz. It says the Yikir Shlaim would not go to a Suda unless they knew who else was being said with them, and so on. You have the idea that in Beres HaMazon, you were sucking Kenegah the call. You don't find that in Beres HaNenin, even though technically one person could do for everybody. It's all centered around Achila. And the word is, G'dol Achila Kasabiyah is the following reason. Whenever a kirva is a shituf with somebody else, so if I want to go on a trip someplace and don't want to be alone, I pick up a phone, I say, Yankel, would you like to come with me? And Yankel says, no problem. We go together. So that's a type of chibur. Whenever we, being that achila is the pipeline, the achiyas of a person, so when I'm meshatev somebody in achila and shtia, I'm meshatev him in a very, very core activity. So when we go someplace for a trip, chalamoid, it's not a core activity of mine. It's a nice activity. It's enjoyable. But I can't say that with shutfim in something very vital. Masha'inkin achila and shtia is something that is the chiyas of the person. And when I'm a shatev somebody in achila and shtia, it means we're intertwined in a very, very core activity. The Klapi Shemaya, the kochim is called akrovis karbaz is called achila, and it serves the same purpose. Rav Shachaim explains serves the same purpose as achila does. Just like achila is mekayim the guf and neshama, it's mekayim the chibur of guf and neshama. So too, the inyan of karbanis are the ongoing chibur of Shemayim V'aretz, not like Guf Neshama. This is the ongoing Chibur of Shemayim V'aretz through the Karbanis. That's why it's called Lechem Chuka and so on. So Kaviyachol, the Inyone Karbanis in the Mizbeach, they're all foods. They're a pchina of Gedoyla Legima Mekarvis Abriya. There's in it something Achila for the Hedyit, and there's Achila for Kaviyachol the Shechina, which, like the Nevi'im says, it means just like by Adam. The Nevi'im says the following explanation: just like an Adam, our neshamas are indestructible. Our neshamas don't need a steak or potatoes or anything. But for the neshama to stay in the guf, it needs the hemshech of achila. So too, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to remain in the bria, needs to have this pa'ulus of karbanis. So the first nekuda is just explain what is the inyan of this achila, like, or what landed on us, like Akash Baruch says, yes, I mean mashe shchina, and there's going to be plenty of food to go around. So that's one. That's the first nekuda I want to be masked. The second one is he speaks about the yayin. So Kohanim are shayach to Achila, and they eat the Karbanis. They are shayach to Kachim, you know, specifically to the Kachish. Now, the drinking part is shayach to Levim. Heima Levim, sh'om v'shir al ha'yayim. V'om eitzel ha'levim, sh'ed v'om sh'su v'shichru. V'eitzel Kohanim, le'om ha'le'ichlu. So you see that Levium, in the Levium's Avoida, there is a double inyan, whatever we'll see in a second, is Toiv and Simcha, whereas by Karhanim is only one inyan, which is Achila. So let's understand, so first of all, the difference between the Achila and the Shtia. It almost seems as if it's a bit of a higher dagger. Let's see. It doesn't bring it. I'll go upon him. The inyan of shichrus veino mishel yain is as follows. There are two dargas of in achila that we have. One darga is the kiyum of the chiyus that's in the person. In other words, the person eats bread; he is what he is. His mind doesn't work without it. Nothing works. Bread gives him the chiyus that makes everything function. One in achila is a specific pa'ula of kiyum aguf. There's another chelek in shtiyas yayin, gives a person a sort of lift beyond where he is. There's something that is a mark of the das of the person. The Gemara says, chame v'rechani pikhi, that wine and psamim make a person sharper. It's just like a person when he drinks wine, something about his personality expands. So Kohanim deal with the here and now. Karbonis, the inyan of Karbonis, are Ashros Ashchina, so to speak, in the here and the now. This is what it's about. This is what's here. It's Mekayim something minimally. Yayin brings about a certain hispashtus. The marshal of Yayin, this firm, is like a fire that it jumps, it climbs up. The person, when he drinks, becomes merrier, be opens up. There's ke'ilu, there's an out for the biggest simcha that's shaykh to it. That's the inyan of Shira. Shira is the inyan of beyond dibur. Diburim can say things as they are, but that's it. They can express mitzias, they can't express regish, they can't express beyond. Because so when a person can say, okay, I just got A, B, and C, and so on, that's fine. Those are words I can express. I can be moideh to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can be meshabeh Kadosh Baruch Hu. But to go beyond it, the only kli I could have is shira. So shira expresses a dimension larger than the thing itself, and that's why it's ein shira la yayin, and it's miyuchat to levim, that levim are the ones that are the bar shira. That's what makes it. That's specific to Leviim. Now, he says that's one nafgimina. A second nafgimina. Veitzal Kohanim, he says, le'omar le'ichlu, k'moy she'omar ka'enech v'tshuva v'chasidech yismuhu b'toiv, she'sim b'toiv v'shnei dvarim. So here you have ichlu, and here you have Shisu and Shichru, which are connected simply to Vlevov. So the Simcha to Vlevov are two milas and two midas, whereas Achila is one. So let's explore what the two midas are in Simcha and so on. So the Simcha itself, the Marshal, is a it's the expression of the simcha about a certain inyan. So I was zeicha to have X, Y, Z. I was zeicha to get married. I'm very besimcha. Tuv levav is where I expand my doing. Ketoiv levav melech b'yayin means I went out and did more and beyond what I would normally do. So it, by its nature, the maila of the shtiyas yayin is that it goes beyond what the normal is. So when a person is saying shira, there's one inyan, it expresses simcha, as opposed to when I'm saying the dry facts. A second thing is, I'm able to express a lot more things than I could just in words. So there's the gufas expression when I'm talking in shira, alavim dibru b'shir. So that's an expression of simcha. And then the shir itself, it goes beyond that, I want to add one more point to this. The reason why this is so important is because in the Mishkan or Beis Hamikdash, so Shlomo HaMelech posed the age old kasha of Hein Shemayim Shmei Shemayim Lo Yichal Kelucha. So the Beis Hamikdash itself, the Mishkan itself, cannot be makif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer to that is, Marshall, let's say someone to ask, you see the reservoir in the town, how big is it? I don't know, it's thousands and thousands of millions of cubic feet. Could you fit into your house? The answer is, what are you talking about? Okay, but what you can do is, you can take a pipe, bring it to my house with a faucet, and I could, in due time, bring the whole reservoir to my house, because what I have is not the gufa dava, which I can't possibly have here, but I have a Pesach, and the raya is that a lot more will come through the Pesach than is shy to be in my klikil, in my house. So because the simcha itself is something, because in the Mishkan itself, the Mishkan itself can never ever be portrayed as a box that contains HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person thinks of Ashras HaShechina as HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved into this address and is now at one Har HaBayis, then he is wrong. The pasuk calls it Shar HaShemayim. The manner of Makazeh is Lakim, and this is a Shar HaShemayim. So it means that it's a gateway. So by Al Karchach, something that's a gateway is going to have to be bringing in more. So Lamarshal, in this room, I could have 100 people at one time. Just pick a number. Through the gate, many, many walk. They can't all be in my room at the same time, but that's the nature of the Shah that brings a lot more. So having twice as much and so on is part of what has to be. The one thing that's a little bit strange over here is B'derech Chlal, the Midah of Leviya is seen as coming from Midas Adin. Kohanim Akdusha, Leviyim Aktahara. Kohanim is called Ish Chasidecha, specifically Aaron HaKohen, and this he actually talks about a little bit. Aaron is called Ish Chasidecha. It's Midas, the Kohen is, it was the Midah of Aaron HaKohen, you know, that he was Oyev Shalom, Reid of Shalom. He reached out to everybody, was Mashpia on everybody. His mitzias was, he was a Mavarach, and he became Echtin Siti Mashpia. The Leviim are Oisik and Mishmeres HaBayis. They do activities that are called Shmira, which by their nature are Mitzamtzim. They rein in things. So the Kohen welcomes everybody into the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, and the Levi stands at the gateway and says, please don't enter. You're Mechusik HaKor, please don't enter. That's the job of a Levi. So a Levi Lechura is more restrictive. The way in which we made Kohanim, we were Mekadosh to Kohanim. We made Meshich on them, and that's sort of a Hamshach of Kedusha. Leviim, we had to shave them off totally. It's all sort of getting rid of excess. So, and that's always seen as being the difference between Levi and Kohen. And over here, we find it's almost the opposite. The Kohen has the Achila, and the Levi has the Kesuvah Shichru, that which is beyond. It's kind of interesting, and he pushes this point, obviously, that Shira Shayach to him, Yaina Shayach to him, he has twice as much. He has Simcha and Tuv Levav, which again, Simcha and Tuv Levav don't seem to match up to our concept of Midas Adin. Whereas, you know, the Kohanim is much less of a dagger. So this is something that's a little bit schwer to understand. I mean, it's true, but it's very hard to understand exactly how does that switch over here. What role does Midas Adin have that it can segue into this mile over here? I don't know. That's a shy. That's a kasha. Okay.
Rabbi, how do we understand the previous point that we made as far as the Rabbanu Shalom using the Karbanos to sustain the presence of the Shechina and sustain the world, just like we eat to sustain our neshama in our body? So what does that say about the times prior to Karbanos and times after Karbanos and Rambam's Mahalach possibly in Karbanos? Is the tefillah replaced the Karbanos? Are we saying something along those lines? How does the world exist, you know, post Karbanos?
So, I would guess that it certainly is going to have a very hard, this point is going to have a very hard time coexisting with the Rambam. Certainly, the Rambam has the Karbanos is very, very difficult to see over here. That there are many other areas that are schwer. The fact that Karbanos from a very, very early stage, we have a Metzias of Karbanos, Adam brought a Karb, Lech brought a Karb, and so on. We see Karbanos are vital. The general answer to that is, Chazal say that the 26 days that Bayisol came into being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on the world with Chesed. The world existed. That's the Halla Gadol has 26 stanzas, connected to 26 players that the world existed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. So it means at every level there was no Torah. Like just you can ask the same kasha with it says, you know, Chukas Chukas Shemayim Vasei Samti and so on. The world existed on hold for the minute this would come into being. No, it's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no, I try to make the world less any way he wants. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the chiyus of the world and the key of the world lies in Karbanos, lies in Torah. I will allow it to wait until it begins to kick in. So just like, let's take a mushroom, a baby that's born doesn't eat right away. It takes, I don't know, you know, whatever, a few hours, a day or two when they start eating. And that has a lot to do with the fact that they from their bria, they have what it takes. Then slowly they begin to be niskak to the food. So here also, the world came supplied with chesar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything was contingent on, at some point, it kicking to place. The same terrors that I would use for how the world exists without Torah. Mashkech will come over to you and say, you know, you're sitting and not learning, the world is going to collapse. And the guy will say, well, what happened 2,000 years? The answer is 2,000 years, they were barring against your learning now. And if you're not going to learn now, it defaults the loans, Lemafreya. So that's the way it goes. It exists because of this inyan.
So it's interesting how this whole thing plays out, because the inyan that Rabbi is describing, l'chara, is the midah of chesed, right, and expanding. This is what Rabbi, as you said, a building on future greatness of Yitzchak Zion, and it's the kehanim who are the midah of chesed, who are bringing the karbonos, which essentially are the midah of din, right? The karbonos are living on chesed. And the Levim, who are not bringing the Karbanos, the Midah of Din, maybe based on all of this, that the Levim should be bringing the Karbanos, because they're the Din, and the Kehanim are the Chesed, and you know.
Right, so I'm saying, and that's why it's very strange that the roles are reversed. The Midas HaDin sort of keeps things as they are. The Midas HaChesed expands. So you would expect the Achila somehow to be kosher with Levium, and the Shtia dafti kosher the Kohen. That's why I don't know. I don't have Pshat over here, but one would expect it to be that way. He speaks over here just about the term. You want to take a quick look. At 33, he says, So, in the second way, in the second pshat, he says, "Kolvim nikron chasidim shashleimim," and so on and so forth. So, at best, there's a way to what's the right word for it? To sort of grandfather in the all sort of in, but certainly not to eliminate the kahanim. So, I don't know. It's something that lechura is very, very. It's half of what you would expect. There's another piece over here. If we want to take a look at piece number 30, he brings a maral, not quite in line with this, but just in he says, "Vizek inyan ashira ki ha'olu asher nimtza min ha'ilo mishteke gilosei asher bo v'nimtza menu v'lechach mishteke gilosei shebro." So he says the shteikikus of an olu to an ila is expressed itself through shir. Now, first of all, the pshat and what he's saying is as follows: when a person is saying over facts about somebody else. If I say Yankel has done these and these chasodim and these and these hanhagas tevis and v'chulu v'chulu, those are all, what's the right word for it? It's a shevach. So speech tells me a shevach about something. Gaguim or tshuka or anything like that, yearning for something, doesn't express itself. I'm speaking about the other person. So that's something which expresses of dafka in shira. It can't express itself. Shevach can an hoida can express itself in straightforward words. If I say, "Listen, you're the person who helped me, you're the person who got me better, who got me this, who got that," and that by definition almost is a shevach. It could be hoida also. To say that a person pines for something, a person yearns for something, the only clue for that is shira, and therefore the sense of wanting to be kosher to the ilah lies in shira. On that explanation, I do have a shtickle understanding of the difference between two as follows. So Eidl and Nekudib, I think it's Emes. The direction of Chesed is a flow from me out. So I'm helping you with money. I'm helping you with doing homework. I'm helping you to walk. So my energies are flowing out from me to you. That is how chesed works. Midas hadin is where I'm stelling to things to a standard that I set. So it's the other direction. Do you live up to the rules that I put down in place? Do you live up to the standard that has been set? So the zika of the olo to the ilah is sharply expressed in Midas Adin. Because if there is no Zika, and then you come along and tell me, how can you do this? I gave an order not to do it. So the the first answer would be the same answer that Turakat answers. I don't believe you to have jurisdiction over me. So you said so, you said so. It's your problem, not my problem. Midas Adin means no, you have to shaltzu to me. So when I come along and I, so the mashal, when I try to live up to your dreams of mine about me. So the mashal, let's say somebody feels that I could become, I don't know, I don't kill myself to live up to it because I don't think, maybe you expected it, but I don't think I have to do what you expected. I have no zika to you, so you could put down expectation. That's your miscalculation, not mine. But whenever I have a, but if I want to, so the mashal, you know, my father always had the hope for me, my Rebbe had, whatever it is. So there, because I want my father's nachas ruach for me, or approval of me, then I will try to live up to it. So in a certain sense, midas hadin, there's an expression of a tshuka to my sheirish more than the other way around. It's very, very interesting. You find even complicated cases of the homes, difficult homes where the father might have been rough or whatever it is, and a child will still walk around with a sense of, I disappointed my father. You know, like somewhere down deep, the child would like to have the father say, you did well. And it's sometimes very, very, it's touching. It's difficult to watch. You know, like on the one hand, the child knows he's being abused for no reason. He's being raked over the coals for expectations never should be. On the other hand, he wishes he could live up to expectation. The tshuka of the ila to the olo to the ila is such that he wishes he could live up to that standard. That's the type of it. That's possibly why dafke midas adar midas adin would be shaykh to it as opposed to this. I don't know. So okay, we'll hold it here. Okay. That is Zohar over here. Okay, next week this is going to be regular.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week.
Good summer. Yeah.
Take care.